Blog Talk Radio.
You are not important because of how long you live. You are important because of how effective you live. And most people are so concerned about growing old rather than being effective. The people who have impacted the world
children
didn't live long.
Children are the liar, yeah. Children are the liar. Children are the liar, yeah. Children are the liar.
John F. Kennedy.
Children are the liar. Children are the liar. Children are the liar.
I mean, these people who
came back to the world. Children are the liar. Children are the liar.
Follow law so precise, yeah. How much y'all pay the price? We in here like lies, yeah. They ride our waves like bikes, huh. Devil watches like yikes, huh. We never do what he likes, huh. And I'm watching all the demons, they sticky. Yeah, they always coming at us like 3D. And I'm praying that the Ruah don't leave me. We bro and sis just like Dexter and Didi. The devil always tries hardest to beat me. It'll never work like Stevie and Mimi. Y'all don't get it, reality TV. And if you don't, then I understand. Cause on the other hand, yeah, I barely watch TV. Meditating so the angels can reach me. Frequencies like a satellite TV. Discern the spirit so I analyze easy. Wickedness in the spiritual realm. They can try me, but it ain't gonna be easy. If it's beef, then I end them all easy. It's going down just like fringes.
Children are the liar, children are the liar, yeah. Children are the liar, children are the liar, yeah. Children are the liar, children are the liar, yeah. Children are the liar, children are the liar, children are the liar.
And therefore, when you have a purpose for your life, it disciplines your behavior.
Children are the liar.
Pharisees try to stop. This is what got John the Baptist blocked. This is what got Paul neck chopped. This is what introduced the Ruach. This is why Moses wrote every jot. This is my guaranteed heaven spot. This is the gospel of a Mashiach. Guaranteed none of this getting stopped. Sit still, clear your mind, praise Yah, meditate. See myself small like FaceTime. Seek his face and his peace. Renovate.
Tapped in.
Elevate for heaven's sake, no pun intended. Recommended, delegated like a senate. Out of box, out box like I sent it.
I feel the spirit.
Y'all bless me with the wisdom, so I spill it like a beverage. Meditate in the field, son of edges. Read his words like he texted. Uh-huh, not a Bible but a weapon. We the army, why you stressing? Triple numbers manifesting. They don't know better, adolescent, that's the lesson.
Huh, not finna play with y'all, bruh. The Mashiach specifically said, if thine eye be single, it shall be full of light. What do you think he was talking about? He said single, eye, that is singular, not plural. But the world take it and say it is third eye, so we see it as wickedness. No, that's the gateway to the kingdom of heaven, bro. Focus on nothing, praise the Most High until you feel his energy. Shalom.
Here's another statement I thought was interesting in the book of Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1. To everything there is a season, and to every purpose there's a time under heaven. In other words, if you are in heaven, it's eternal, there's no time. But when you come below heaven, you now have a purpose that has been fulfilled in time. That means you were born to do something, but you ain't got forever to do
it. All right. Welcome, everybody. Waking Up Israel Radio Show. I'm your host, Michael Israel, and we're having a pop-up show. I missed Sunday and Monday. Forgive me, y'all. I'm a trucker by trade, and I was at home, okay? And home time, as you would imagine, for a truck driver is precious. It's irreplaceable. You know, you just miss your family so much, man, that everything, the whole world comes to a stop for the children, you know what I'm saying, and for the fam. So that's what happened, kind of, you know, missing in action here lately. I had an opportunity to double back and come back home. So I took advantage of it. And I enjoy myself, y'all. I need every bit of that peace and relaxation and precious times with the fam, you know. All right. So back to business, officially back to business. And I want to do a pop-up show to make up for Sunday and Monday. I'm subject to do a pop-up show every day of the week is how I feel anyway, because I just want to make that up, man, to y'all. And, well, as y'all know what today is a holiday, 4th of July, all right? And it's a day that makes a lot of Israelites kind of cringe, man, on the things we have learned so far in our journey. We learned our identity. We embrace our ancestry and the history there is, and cling to, you know, the prophetic outcome of the Israelites in the scriptures, and the curses that's on these Israelites, and we merge them all together into this pie, and as we do that, we kind of enlighten ourselves on what this is all about, why God do this to us, you know, put us at the bottom of all nations. So when a holiday like this pops up, it makes us cringe because we get to see the effects of their devastation of our fellow brothers and sisters, how they're brainwashed. They are like zombies. They are not caring of the history, not thinking about it really. Now that I kind of have learned so much, the only way I can explain it is that they just move looking forward. They're not looking backwards. They're aware of African history because we just celebrated Juneteenth. So, you know, they just like the 4th of July is firecrackers and hot dogs, hamburgers, kicking with the fam. They don't really care about what it stands for, why it's a holiday. They don't really care. And I don't know if that's a bad thing. You know, it's not all bad. When you look at our brothers and sisters in Haiti and Jamaica and all these islands that's out there, Cuba and, you know, all over the world, you know, we're going through things, all right? We wasn't picking cotton. We was picking, you know, tea and coffee and all the different stuff, you know. And living in America, the way it's turned out, it turned out that this is not so bad, man. Right now I'm pursuing driving a truck across the country. And I got to say, man, those people got a lot worse than me. But that gives me a sense of, it makes me feel a certain type of way. Like, I am happy that I get the opportunity to buy my own home and pursue my goals, try to get my kids to go to college, you know. There's people in countries that don't have that type of freedom or access to get the higher learning or things like that. So, and I understand that. And I understand how America got to be the military strategies. You know, they beat their enemies on the battlefield. And they started to become number one, you know. And this is the perks of living in the number one superpower, you know. It's a sense of freedom. I get that. And I know people died on the battlefield just for us to have this here. I get that. I totally, totally get that. I got people in my family members served in the wars. So I understand that. But today is the birthday of America when it broke away from the British Empire. And, I want to kind of get into that a little bit. We don't have to talk about it, though. Today is an open discussion. We're going to be all over the place and talking about different things. But I was just saying that is a pretty good subject to start with. And so without further ado, let me just go ahead and open up the mics. Let's see here. We got Brother Ronald in the house. Sister Dale will probably be in a little later. But right now we've got Brother Ronald in the house. Let me go ahead and open up his line. Shalom, shalom, Brother Ronald. You are
shalom.
Live on the air.
Shalom.
All right, all right.
Shalom, shalom.
All right, all right. I hear you, I hear you. Well, anything you got to say about the 4th of July, brother?
It's a pagan holiday. You know, the Bible says to learn not the way of the heathen. You know. And we have took
right
on,
right on.
A lot of the heathen ways. And that's what I'm saying, Brother Michael. You know, we've been talking for a while. We've been brothers for a while. A lot of brother in the truth, a lot of brother that's coming into the truth. You know, they coming in there blind. You know what I'm saying? Because they still have the heathen ways. You know, but it's brothers like me and you that's been in the truth. That's been in the truth for a while. They don't want to listen to us. You know.
Right.
And
right on.
That's a problem. That's a problem because as Israelites, that's why we can't get along, because we don't want to listen to one another. We just want to do the normal church thing, how they always did it, you know. And it's not wrong with it. We are definitely taking on the heathen ways, you know. We are definitely taking on their ways.
You know, the way I kind of look at it, brother, is like they're in a religion, and this is our life. You know, we you know what I'm saying? Like the scriptures, and we're living it, and they are like practicing it. It's like they are. You know, it's just a belief system that they're in. And it's more than that to us. You know? It's a way of life, it's how we're everything hangs on it about us. And the more we learn. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
They just like happy to have this freedom. And you know, when it all boils down, they don't see brothers in Haiti like that's their cousins. They don't see brothers and sisters in Barbados or you know, any one of these islands. They don't see that as that's their cousins, Jamaica.
Right.
I mean, in their mind, they'd be like, okay, that's just a Jamaican's culture. But it's your culture, you know. It's your culture. It's so much confusion that's out there. And so where we're coming from is a position saying, yes, that's our cousins, and we are all the people who are scattered across this planet in Pakistan and all these other places. Israelites are, you know, they're living there. And, you know, we're living it. We're living it, man. And because we live in America and have these freedoms, you know, it got us kind of feeling a certain way when a holiday like this come around. All right, what you about to say something, brother?
Hey, I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people, if the shoe was on the other foot, They wouldn't have all these freedoms that we have. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Right on.
You know, and that's what I'm saying, that we here in America, it's gonna get harder, because the Bible says when that mark of the beast comes, we're not gonna be able to buy or sell. You know, so what we gonna do then, Brother Michael? We're gonna have to come together then. You ain't gonna have nowhere to go. What's gonna happen when that mark of the beast coming and you can't buy no house, you can't buy no car, you can't buy no clothes. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What's gonna happen then? What we gonna think about then? We gonna be crying like a baby then. We gonna be crying out to the Most High then. But what are you gonna say? What are you doing when you had all this stuff? You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm saying. A lot of Israelites, they ain't looking at what's going to happen in this world. They just enjoying things that they have right now. I'm talking about people. I'm talking about brothers in the truth. They ain't looking at what's going to happen, what the Most High is going to do to this earth. You know. And that's why I like brothers. That's why I like brothers that preach the word like it is. You know.
Yes. Go ahead, brother. No, I want you to finish.
No, go ahead.
What you about to say? Okay, when
that's
the mark of the
like
beast, I
brothers.
Got me a little. Oh.
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, brother Ronald. You go first.
Okay, I was saying that a lot of people say they don't like the way this brother preach because we ain't preaching like the people in the Christian church preach, because they ain't giving the people nothing. That's all they giving them is fun and living your best life right now. But they ain't telling them what's gonna happen, what the Most High is gonna do to this earth. See, we ain't looking at that, you know. That's all I got to say about that.
Okay, gotcha. All right, and what brother are you talking about, and what preaching? Is there a certain person that's preaching a certain way?
I'm just saying in general, you know what I'm saying? You hear different messages. You have a lot of messages out here. And ain't nobody.
Oh, okay.
I ain't talking about a particular person. I'm just talking about in general.
Okay.
I'm not saying none of our brothers preach the truth. I'm just saying there's a lot of preachers that just tell people what they want to hear, but they're not telling people what's going to come down.
Right on, brother. And so the mark of the beast, man, you can't buy or sell, right? Unless you take the mark, then you can go back living your life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so there's going to be a lot of people to take the mark, man. But there's going to be a bunch of people that don't take the mark. Not just Israel, but other Gentiles too. You know? And so we are all going to link up. I'm thinking a little network will form, underground network of both Israel and Gentiles, everybody refusing the mark, Kemet, Muslims, Christians, you know, everybody's going to be trying to flee from the mark and trying to survive. You know, I kind of could see something like that happening. And we're going to do what we can to survive for, some of us say it's going to be for 3 years, for 2.5 years, living like that, all right? Some people say it's only going to be for a couple months, or 2.5 months. I don't know. Where do you stand on that?
The Bible don't say how many years it's going to be. It don't say how many years it's going to be. You would say that?
Okay. It was some reference that I've been hearing about that is he's going to cut it short to only 2.5. I think he said 2.5 years. All right.
I think it'll be
3.5 years. Oh, 3.5 years? Okay, 3.5 years. Because even the very elect is going to be tempted to just go ahead and take it. So it's going to be a very powerful situation. Yeah.
But Gentiles is
a little bit of everybody. The good, bad, and ugly are going to refuse this mark. Because this mark is so well known that, you know, a bunch of folks gonna resist it. Like we can see a lot of the Republican Party right now gearing up to fight against the mark. But that don't mean that they're, you know, I'm just saying, that don't mean that they are good people. I'm just saying, it's just, it's a well-known thing. Everybody's going to see this coming. Everybody's going to make a clear decision to make it, to take it or not, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be a really clear decision to take this mark or not. So
I'm telling you, that's the next thing. Yeah, that's the next thing coming.
Mm-hmm.
That's the next thing coming. Yeah, mark of the beast. Uh-huh.
Right. All right. We got another caller just came on in. I believe that is Sister Thel. Shalom, Sister Thel. You are live on the air.
Shalom, Brother Micah and Brother Ron. It's great to be here. I'm just listening to you guys talk and everything, so I'm just listening right now.
Okay. Well, we was talking about the 4th of July, then we kind of got on this mark of the beast. It's something else, man. It's scary times we're living in. We are in those last days. We don't know when these things are going to go down or if it's even going to go down in our lifetime. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No one
but
knows.
The way that it kind of seemed like with all these wars, talk about the wars and nuclear bombs, that we know we're getting closer, and it literally can happen any day. You're right. Go ahead, Sister.
No. I'll let you go ahead and continue your thought. I was just making a side or whatever, but please don't stop on my account.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, we don't know when these things are going to happen. Okay, I believe there's supposed to be the mark of the beast supposed to go down prior to the, you know, destruction of Babylon.
That's
the mark of the beast. That's what breaks the camel's back right there. You know, when that goes down. And then the destruction of Babylon, mystery Babylon. Then all the power is supposed to go back to the source of mystery Babylon. See what I'm saying? A harlot. What word am I looking for?
To describe it's gonna. Satan, he'll be the ruler.
Okay, gotcha.
I was just saying that I did read at one point where they are testing the electronics that they're able now to put. You know, it's microscopic, and you can put it under your skin, and you can use it. And they're testing it on so many different people now. You can put it in your, it'll be wherever, on your body, I believe, on your person. It can open your garages, turn your lights on in your house, you know, that type thing. You can wave your hand and your cash, your financial information can splash. You don't have to have a card. You don't have to have money. You don't have to whatever. They're testing that out now, and they're testing it in several countries all over. At least, you know, 5 different countries that are. And this thing been in testing for the past, I don't know, several years. We just didn't know about this technology. Yeah. So I gotta believe that it's coming to where you can get this implant, and everything about you can be found digitally. And you don't have to, you can just use your hand for certain things. And so, you know, they working on it. I'm just saying. They are working on that technology. That's going to put a lot of people out because you might have to use that technology just to get your, you know, for you to do business and to live. And that's the reason why they're going to be forcing people to take the mark of the beast, because I believe that's where it's going to be. Where it hurts you, where you can't buy and spend and, you know, that type thing. So we got to be vigilant and try to come up with our own solution. I know the Most High is going to make a way for us. He will. So, you know, I don't have any issues with that because we just need to keep focus and keep our mind instead on him. And like I said, we're going to know what to do and when to do it. So we don't have to fall victim to that when it happens. Because right now, so much is happening right now, we're going to have to learn how to take care of ourselves, plant foods. He's given us that knowledge and that wisdom. And we have to come together. But most importantly, we have to come together because we're going to have to help each other in those times.
Oh, yeah. Definitely, yeah. I was just saying that Gentiles and good, bad, and ugly, they're all going to, you know, resist this mark of the beast. It's going to be a movement. It's going to be some terrorist activity. We're going to be living off the grid type of lifestyle. And, it's going to be rough. But after the bombs come down, after the destruction of Mystery Babylon, it talks about how people are just going to just rob. Like, it's going to be bad without the mark of the beast. But life is going to get a lot rougher after the destruction of Mystery Babylon. People are going to be robbing each other, breaking inside different people's houses, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. stealing all their goods, mm-hmm. and it's going to get really, really bad. Yeah. So,
cutthroat. Yeah.
A lot of people planning on, you know, trying to figure out a way to leave Mystery Babylon.
I'm saying
that there's people that interpret the words "come out of her" as in leaving Mystery Babylon, or the place they believe is Mystery Babylon, leaving there and start dwelling in another country that they believe is going to be safe. You know what I mean?
Well, my theory on that, brother, is that Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk have already trying to get a community in on a different planet or in trying to get away from Earth.
Space station.
Get a space station. So I'm sure they know about it. They know that we're getting in those times and the Earth is just, you know. We're destroying ourselves, is what it is. We are. We're all destroying ourselves. But, yes, we're living in the last days, and it's coming down the pipeline. I see it every day in the news. It's very sad to see, but I know.
Oh, yeah.
We know. Yeah, it's coming.
Hey, Brother
okay.
Mike, I want to read something right quick.
Go ahead, brother.
Revelation 13, verse 7, it said, mm-hmm. and it was given to him to make war with the saints. You know, the saints are Israel, and to mm-hmm. overcome them. And power was given to him to all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all mm-hmm. that dwell upon the earth shall worship him. He said all that dwell upon the earth. So this Antichrist is going to have power over all the earth. I'm talking about mm-hmm. everywhere you go. It's not just going to mm-hmm. be in America. This is going to be worldwide.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the Bible said that the devil is the god of this world, the god of this system, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to be worldwide. It's not just going to be in just no one area. It's going to be all over the world. So you're not going to be able to run from it.
Yeah.
I don't care where you go, you're not going to be able to run.
No, you're not going to be able to run. That's
all right.
What I'm saying.
Okay, Go ahead, sister.
No, I was just making a comment, brother. I'm just talking. You just overlooked me. I was saying that's why they're trying to leave Earth. Go ahead.
So with that said, Brother Ronald, do you believe when it says come out of her, my people? How do you interpret what's being said there?
I mean, it's talking about come out the system, come out this system, the worldwide system, because, you know, it's the systems that need to be destroyed. See what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got economic system, you got education system, you know, you got military. All these systems are ran by government.
Mm.
And when the Antichrist comes, he's gonna the ten kings are gonna give their power to the Antichrist. So they all gonna be in it together. So it's the system. This system is what needs to be destroyed, because this system is keeping us down. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So it's gonna be a worldwide. You know. So
He said that if we die trying to keep his commandments and stuff, all will be well. We just have to keep holding on and keeping up with the commandments and everything. And should we perish, we perish. But that's okay. You know, that's okay, because we are doing what we're supposed to do. We just have to try to stand fast. And I know it's going to be worse. You're right. I believe it. That's the reason why I said it. We're going to become more like we were in the wilderness, pretty much. But we have to go through that, because we have to come out of Babylon. You know, we got to do that. We got to say no. We got to reject, you know. And so that's what's going to happen. But nevertheless, he's in control, and he's going to take care of us one way or another. We don't know what's going to happen. But we know that if we stand firm and we stay focused, that we'll be okay, even in debt. That's what I'm saying. So I that's my theory and my beliefs, and that's what I have to believe, that he's in control of everything, and he's the Most High. He's the beginning and ending of everything, and he knows what's happening in the middle. I'm basically just saying that. So he knows what you're going to have to do to survive, you know, and he's going to protect his children.
And that's what I'm saying. So many Israelites are so comfortable. You know, they are so comfortable these days, but what's going to happen when you get put out your house? When they say you can't buy a sale no more, what you gonna do then? You gonna have to come together with your brother.
Yeah,
you know
you're
what I'm saying.
Have to.
That's what I'm saying. A lot of Israelites today, we want to talk about each other. We want to down each. Soon as something go wrong, we want to break fellowship with our brother.
Hmm.
As soon as we disagree with Sister Cell, with some teaching or whatever some Hebrew said, we want to distance ourselves from our brother.
Yeah.
We don't want to be long suffering with each other. We always want to say, "Oh, I don't want to do with you no more," because I disagree with what you're saying. You can't have that. You can't have that attitude, man. This is like with me and brother. I'm gonna take a prime example. With me and brother Michael, we disagreed on the teaching. You know, I disagreed with him, but I still gave him a call, and I still said, "Hey, brother, I still want a fellowship with you." That's why we're talking today, right now. That's why we're still talking, because I called him, and I said, "Hey, brother, we still can fellowship, even though we disagree on this. We still can have fellowship together."
Exactly.
See, that's how you do things.
I understand that,
still,
brother Michael.
You know?
Yes. I always say that I'm humble, but sometimes I can get like my personality where I'd be like, man, that's how I learn. Knock it out of the park, you know, and if it's a really tough one that you can't knock it out of the park, then I'm going to hold fast on to it. And I throw my ideas out there for a reason. It's a strategy, because I want to sharpen my sword. And I want to get to the bottom of it, you know. But I'm open. Well, I do got my ears open, Sister Dale, to take in information.
Absolutely.
You know, that I haven't. I do. I am open because it's all about enlightenment. That's what it's all about. Fellowship, man. Iron sharpens iron. Go ahead, Sister Dale.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I agree with you too, Brother Ronald, and absolutely. We just going to have to. What does it take? What will it take? And he already said that we were a people who were stubborn and hard-headed and wanted to do whatever we wanted to do, and we done changed. Mm-hmm. I hope we have. We see the mistake our ancestors have done, and over and over and over through time. Aren't we better than that? Or do we just we just get worse? We got so many smart leaders and intelligent people, and we just finding new problems and new reasons to separate ourselves. It doesn't make sense. There's a time for everything. And I just wanted to say that in Ecclesiastes, there's a time for everything, and there's a time for us to come together, and it's coming. That time is quickly arriving, you know, because we're waking
up. And Sister Sayle, I'm sorry to cut you out, but that's what happened when Israel was about to get kicked out of the land. They didn't listen to Jeremiah the prophet. They didn't listen to the real prophets. They listened to the Pharisees, to the pastors, the pastors of the church. That's what they listened to. But they ain't listened to the real prophets that God was really speaking to. And that's what I'm saying. Me myself, you know, these pastors, man, I'm talking about Israelites pastors. They think they know so much, but they don't know nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? They just worry about themselves and their families. But they ain't thinking about their other brothers and sisters in the struggle. They just worry about their own behind. You're not going to get nowhere like that. Christ came for the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He came for all of us.
Yes,
He left the 99, Sister Sayle, and he went after the one that was lost. You know?
Absolutely.
He left the 99, and he went after the one that was lost.
That's how we have to think. That's right. Yes.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Also, Sister Dale,
you know, Brother Mike,
what do you think about?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. I'll let you finish, Brother Ronald. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, Brother Mike, I'm tired of these Hebrews, man, that we can't come together, man. And build together, you know. We got some selfish ways. Because in the kingdom of God, we all gonna be rich. We not gonna want for nothing, you know. But what are you doing for your brother right now? While you're struggling? That's what God is looking at. He's looking at the way we treat one another right now.
Yeah.
You know. So, I yield to you, Brother Michael.
All right, I got something. I also want to throw something at Sister Dale about the 4th of July, but I also want to add into what you just said. There are some very, very complex conversations to have in order to reunite. And I think there have been several, a whole bunch of attempts at it, but it's the make it or break it conversations. Like, let's take, for instance, we got Brother Leonard, who don't even believe in Christ. He's an Israelite. All right? He worships our God. But he's not believing in Christ. Okay? We got Islam, who wants to mate our Bible with the Quran. All right, we got Kemet, brothers who they're Israelites, but they taking in the African spirituality / Kemet belief, you know, and that spirit that comes with that. Okay, and they just denounced the Bible and our God and Christ all together. All right? Like it's all a big lie. So, but they will not take that mark of the beast either, though. And the reason why I say they're not going to take that mark of the beast, because on the other side, there's going to be some bad characters on the other side that make it through this. You know, and in order to make it through it, that means they didn't take that mark of the beast. You all right? That means that mark of the beast is a well-known thing. People are going to see it coming, and they're going to make a decision to take it or not, you know, at the end of the day. So if that's the case, then it'll be a movement. It'll be millions of people living off the grid at the same time. We're Gentiles along with, you know, conscious community. It's this is going to be a movement, okay? And, it's just getting started with that because on the other side of it, we're going to have some bad characters on the end. When we get to, you know, the scriptures talking about it, how on the destruction of Babylon. Because, see, the mark of the beast, I believe, come before the destruction of Mystery Babylon. So after the Mystery Babylon takes place, that's when you're going to have people stealing for food, right? Stealing for food, and they're going to be killing people at that time. So if there's going to be bad characters on the other end of it, that kind of tells me that they are the people who, you know, didn't take the mark the first go around.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying?
That's what I was saying earlier too, brother. Because the Most High is going to work it to where, even though we have these different divisions of Israelites. Now, this is only what I just know, that we're so hard-headed and we're so divided that He's going to. There's going to be, like you said, there's a lot of them that's not going to take the mark of the beast. They're not. They know it. They see it coming, and they're not. And so they're going to have to go in isolation, survival mode, just like everyone else who do not take the mark of the beast. We have to go into survival mode. And sometimes the Most High will have to let it happen to where, you know, I think we read some area at one point, Brother Micah, where the two brothers, how the Most High blessed one of the brothers, I believe. Okay, is it Jacob and his brother Esau? And Esau was fighting another country, and the Most High blessed him and let him have victory in that battle because he was still because of his ancestors. Who he was. He was fighting foreigners. And he blessed him. But when he went against his own brother, well, that's when he got slaughtered. Because, see, the other brother, Jacob, he was the chosen one. And, of course, he was an Israelite. So when you got two Israelites butting heads, you have to understand who is the Most High chosen people. Because he already know your character. If your character is not right, but just because you got lineage, just because you coming from the same group, but you're not the people. You're not the one from this bloodline, from this seed. You know, I'm saying they will dwindle because he's going to force us all to surrender to our own selves, to come together. He's going to have to break our backs. He's going to have to bring us down to so low that the only thing that mm-hmm. we have is each other.
Exactly.
You know, to help yep. each other. He's just going to have to bring us so
right
low,
that,
low because we're so stubborn. We don't want to change our ways. We're just so stubborn.
Exactly. Yep.
You know, he got to
exactly.
do this all over again. because we're mm-hmm. unwilling to even discuss the things that we may differ a little bit. Did I say a little bit? I did say a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, we got to do that. Right. We got to humble yeah. ourselves to say, mm-hmm. you know, I kind of see your point. And, brother, you know, we're just going to stay together. I'm going to keep on. I'm going to keep on trying to understand this, and I'm going to pray about it. I'm going to pray about it and let the Holy Spirit guide me and lead me. And you say, you know, I hear you because I can't say who you are and who you are not because I don't know. But I know that I'm going to be in prayer all the time, and I know that this person is saying, you know, what made the Israelites think of following the Pharisees' suggestions and stuff when they had their own leaders? What made them do that? I said to myself, I seen the error, and I said, oh, my goodness, how can that be? I'm going to follow my Israelite brothers, what they say. I'm one of the people. I'm not a leader or anything like that, but who am I going to follow? I'm going to follow one of my Israelite brothers. That's what I'm going to follow. Because he's going to have my best interest and our soul salvation in mind. But the government, they, no, I'm not going to follow the government. They could care less who I am. You know, they could care less. We're just a number mm-hmm. to them. And so, no, mm-hmm. we're going to have to follow. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry. Cut me off.
Saying.
I don't care.
No, so many people are selling out to this government just to sell. You know, they're
yeah.
depending on the government instead of. That's what happened to Israel. They depended on Egypt. They ain't depend on the Most High. They depended on the system. You
yeah.
know, but what's going to happen when the system fails? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
What's
yeah.
going to happen when you can't buy nothing? When you can't buy nothing? When you can't purchase nothing?
Right.
What you going to do then? But then that's what I'm saying, Sister Cell. The Most High, he's going to make us go through some of this stuff. And
yes,
then, he will.
He's
going to wait till we cry then. He's going to make we're going to go through it. But he's going to deliver us out of it. You see what
yeah,
I'm saying?
Yeah. And all of these things, is in the, we can just see it now. I can just see it unfolding and how he's getting us prepared. He's trying to prepare us for a lot of things. And I just want to just put this out there, Brother Michael, just real quick. And I was looking at a show where most of our sisters are now going to their own natural hair, the only natural hairstyles and that type thing. And then we find out that the relaxers we've been using all these years was causing cancer. So that was a slow death. The scientists, whoever did that, they knew what they were doing. They knew, you know, what they had, the chemicals and stuff they had in the solution, the formulas and stuff that over a period of time can cause different type of illness. And you know, now we're going so natural, now they're getting a hit on the market because now all of those hair things that we're not buying anymore because our sisters are now sporting their locks, their natural hair locks. And you can do that, and now they're learning they can do this, and it'll stay the way it needs to because in the last days, we're going to need that. We're going to need that hair care. Because we're not going to be able to buy, we're not buying any more products, you know. That's bringing us out of the world. So we're not using all of those products, you know, that the research scientists and they done made and discovered. And we're going back to some of the basics. That's showing us that we are going to have to do the same in every area of living. We're going to have to grow our own food. We're going to have to sow. I mean, women don't know how to sew anything these days. I know for a fact. Even my granddaughter says to me about sewing a button on an outfit or a little tear. And, you know, I want to sit down with her and tell her how to sew. But one of these days, you're not going to be just sewing a button. You're going to sew clothes. You're going to put things together and make your own clothing because we're not going to be able to buy or anything. So whatever rags we have, we're going to have to make use of it, sustain ourselves, because we're in for a fight as Israelites. We have a responsibility to get it right. And that's our responsibility now. And I believe that our brothers and will do that, just that, when the time comes. But I think the Most High is going to bring them to their knees to where they're going to have to come together.
Right, right, right. Sister, what's your opinion on the 4th of July?
I don't have an opinion on the 4th of July. Is that today, right? Well, I've been asleep all day. I've been asleep all day, brother.
Yeah.
My husband asked me what we were going to eat. I don't know. That's all I can say about it. I don't have nothing to say about it.
All right. Gotcha, gotcha. Let me play a little clip, y'all. Let me put everybody on hold. And I want to kind of play a little clip. And we're going to get to it. We're at the halfway mark. So let me go and get this out of the way. We'll put everybody on hold right quick. All right, all right. I got everybody on hold. And let me find it. Let's play it.
Hello and welcome back to the channel. As you see on the screen, I am saying sad 4th of July, not happy 4th of July. And I'm also saying that black people should not be celebrating the 4th of July. Now, every year around this time, there are a number of people who come forth with the truth about what the day actually represents. And there are always those as well who say, well, what's the big deal? I get a day off. See, it's not just about your day off. You can take the day off because they're giving it to you anyway, okay? Take the day off, but understand what the day represents and stop celebrating. This is what I'm talking about. Black people should not be celebrating the 4th of July. And sometimes we take our ignorance and we just embrace it. And we say, well, you know what? Everybody's having fun today. So am I. I feel like this. There's an old statement that says, if you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. So, the 4th of July was established as Independence Day for America. But guess who were not independent at that time? Guess who were still rattling around in slave chains? If you guessed black people, you got it right. Okay? And so, again, why would so-called black people want to celebrate the Independence Day of the United States of America when during that time that it was established, we were still in chains? Still being whipped and torn and all kinds of things, right? Why on earth would you want to celebrate such a day as a day of festivity for you and your family? Now, of course, every excuse gets thrown. Every excuse gets thrown our way whenever we talk about these things for those who want to say, well, that's in the past. It is that kind of thinking for me that just really says to me that black people, some black people, I'll put it to you that way, and I know we're not really called black. I'm just saying for the sake of this conversation, because a lot of people identify as black. They don't know anything else. You try to teach them and tell them. They won't accept it. And so to reach the masses, I'm talking about black people, because nobody's going to research what our African tribe is when they're looking for things that relate to the so-called black community. A lot of our people don't even know what tribe they come from. So, of course, they're not going to say tribal people or this tribe or that tribe. So I'm referring to us as black people. For those of you who like to tell me, well, we're not black, I already know that, okay? I knew that at a very young age, okay? And so anyway, as a matter of fact, before I even knew who we were culturally or historically, I've always had a problem with being called black people, okay? But again, you have to understand when you're trying to reach the masses, you have to meet them where they are, all right? So anyway, if you want to know more on who we actually are, I want to refer you to the White It Out documentary series on our other ministry channel, Watchman Reports Online Church, because that is where you're going to find the truth, right here on YouTube. about who we are historically, not according to what's on the books in America or what they choose to call us for that particular decade. We used to be called colored, black, and African American. You see? Wow. Anyways, there's so much education to be had on everything historical, because even the term African did not belong to us. Oh my goodness, the rabbit hole goes deep, y'all. It goes pretty, pretty deep. But back to the 4th of July. Sad 4th of July. Our people were enslaved. They were not independent. America was establishing its independence. And how can we celebrate America's independence when they took the land from the natives, right? By force, treachery, and violence. And then they brought others here from a whole other continent to serve them. So who could celebrate that with a straight face? If you are equipped with even that little small portion of knowledge and information about this country, how could you go about celebrating it? Now, I get it. If you're doing it in ignorance, meaning you don't know, I understand it. But once you do know, you are responsible for what you know. There are some people who know, and they still refuse to stop celebrating the 4th of July. That's a person who is being willfully ignorant. Now, a person who is just ignorant, they just don't know, y'all. They just don't know. But a person who is willfully ignorant, they know, but they don't care. And unfortunately, a large portion of the black population falls under the category of I just don't care. Meaning they know about things that have taken place in the past. They know about certain things, certain precedents that have been set, certain dealings, certain laws, certain traumas that our people have gone through. But yet and still, they choose to turn a deaf ear and a blind eye to reality, because they will stand for nothing and fall for anything. They want to feel accepted and included. But you have to understand, your acceptance and your inclusion is on a small scale. Meaning, there are those who will accept you and include you, but the masses do not. The masses do not. The system does not. This is why the system is stacked against you. This is why we continue to see cases where if it's a person that looks like you, the book is thrown at them. But someone who doesn't look like you, they're going to get leniency and compassion. Same two set of circumstances. They say that justice is blind and that there is a balance and all of this kind of stuff. Oh, no. We already know that the scales have been tipped in favor of one group and against another. And sometimes all of those that fall in between, they'll get that favor of one group, and sometimes they'll get the balances against them from the other group. So depending on who we're talking about, they can go on either side. They get a 50-50 chance. And what I mean by that is you may get a person who is, say, Latino, who may not be treated as badly as a so-called black person. So anyway, I'm not trying to get off into all of that. I want you to understand that the 4th of July was not a day for so-called black people to celebrate, and you need to start understanding the truth about history. And stop making excuses for being just ignorant, meaning willfully ignorant. This information is out there. It's being put out there. There are people who know, but they won't share it with their family because they fear the backlash. They don't want to be not accepted, so they just go with the flow, roll with the punches. So anyway, I didn't want to spend a whole lot of time on this little 4th of July speech and how sad it is for our people that we go about celebrating days that were not intended for us to celebrate. Kind of reminds me of St. Patrick's Day. They ain't got nothing to do with so-called black people, but some of our folk dress up like it's their day. But the minute you get to talking about days that truly represent our culture, then all of a sudden, folk get this funny look in their face like, what difference does it make? It's like, you sound like a... Well, anyway, I'm done with this. I'm done, y'all. Say what you want in the comment section. I'm out.
All right. Okay, I guess that's the end of that clip. I'll listen to it.
Be sure to ring the bell.
Okay, all right. I guess they were done with that clip. It was my first time listening to the clip as well. I thought she was going to go in deep on it, but anyway, let me open up y'all lines. All right, all right. Y'all back?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Yeah. And I agree with her. I agree with her. I feel the same way. However,
yeah,
that's because I've waken up. I've waken up.
Right.
And that's the reason why I agree with her. Because, like she said, some of us was just ignorant. We just didn't know. Well, that's because our history was not put in front of our face like that, and we didn't know where we came from. We was blind. We were lost. We were just lost souls. And trying to be inclusive. We were trying to get into the group. Everything she said is that I have experienced that in my lifetime. Everything she said, of course. You can be inclusive, but only just a little bit. You're still on the low spectrum. They include you and let you think that you're part of them or you're part of a group, but you still are the ousted one. You know, so I've been there, and I'll be doing everything I can. So I decided, I prayed about it, and I knew I was in Babylon when I go to work. I want to say it like that. I knew I was in Babylon because
right.
I was around people that did not look like me. So I said, I prayed about it, and I knew that I was going to be all types of things. I was going to face a lot of different things, and which I did. But I took the Most High. I took the Savior with me when I went into that. Every day I made it a point that, okay, well, you know what? They think they're fooling me, but I know. I'm not going in there blindly. I know what time it is. I know what you're like. I know that you're not going to mean any goodness. And you know what? Over the past 25 years, all the time I tried to get promoted, I couldn't. And I know because I have been there roughly 18 years, and they tried to make an 18-year-old high school cheerleader that they hired my supervisor. I know that's not going to happen here. I said, she's only 18 or almost 19. I started here before she was born, and you're going to tell me that she is going to be my leader, my supervisor? That is not happening today, because I am in my position, and because of my age and being mature, there are legal guidelines, and I'm not going to let you just run over me and walk over me like that. We are not in the past. I'm not going to take it. And point blank, I might have to lose my job, whatever. But no, we have to put a stop to it. We can't just let them just do whatever they want to do. You know. So, yes, the reason why I don't celebrate the 4th of July, because I know. I done lived through it. And it's still going on, and our people are just blind. They're just so blinded that they just can't see. But when you start talking about how the mark of the beast and how we're not going to be able, they need to hear more and more of that, because they have to understand that our sisters and everything, they're not going to be getting these false eyelashes, and they're not going to be getting this extra hair and all this other stuff. No, we're going to have to grow, and we're going to have to sew, and we're going to have to cook. And we're going to have to, our men's going to have to hunt and bring food. And it's not going to always be what we want. It's going to be what the Most High provide us with in our daily living. And that's when it's going to get down to that, us being together as one, helping each other out. Okay, I'll let you go ahead, brother.
All right, Brother Marley, you got any comments on that?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Sister Sel, because a lot of people ain't talking about the mark of the beast now. They're not even talking about it. Most preachers ain't even talking about that. They just talking about we Israel, we going to rule and reign. But they ain't talking about all this destruction that's going to come on this earth. See, that's what the prophets. See, they ain't talking about that, but they want to be talking about we Israel, we going back to the land. But they ain't talking about this destruction that God's going to bring to this earth. And they ain't talking about none of that. I'm not saying all Israelites. Some preachers are talking about it, but most of them are not. You know what I'm saying? They're being comfortable right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, but God is going to. Yeah. That's what happens to Israel. They got comfortable.
Yeah.
They got too comfortable, and then they stop obeying God. You know what I'm saying? They stop. They start getting into other things. You know.
Yeah.
That's what happened. They got comfortable where they was at. You know.
Yeah.
We can't get comfortable in this land, because the Bible says that this is not our rest. This is not our rest.
Right.
Our rest is not here. Our rest is in Israel. It's not in America. You know, so we can't get comfortable where we at. You know what I'm saying? We got to be ready for the unexpectable.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's just not going to be leisure, and these ladies and all of their fashion and all of this. Oh, that's going to have to go out the door.
Yeah.
We're going to have to let that go. It's not even about that.
Because Jesus said it. Yeah. He said there's going to be earthquakes and diamond places in the earth. He said these are the beginning of sorrows, because a tornado or anything can come and tear your house down. And, you know, like that's happened all across the world, tornadoes and hurricanes. They're destroying whole neighborhoods. You know, that's the Most High bringing judgment, you know. So, we nothing is promised to us in this world, you know. We can't put our trust in things. You know, got to put our trust in eternal life.
Yep.
Not saying that you don't pay your bills and all this. I'm not saying that, but I'm just saying we can't. Don't get too comfortable. You know.
Yep.
The faster you get it, the faster you can lose it.
You know. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm going to put us right back on hold, y'all. And I'm going to play a little song. Got to play some good music, man, mix it into the show. So y'all just hang on for a second. I'm going to play a little song. All right, put you on hold. And, yeah, let's take a little break, man. Play John Boy, What the Father Says.
We're not like a hypocrite. We do as they don't. And they gon' carry in a car. out their spirit, and that spirit so strong, bring them the truth, they won't hear it. Hypocrites all around if you pay attention. The world sounds stupid if you sit back and listen. They'll follow Christmas, what they think is in the Bible, but won't follow the laws, what they know is in the Bible. Powerful idols versus a weak mind, they gon' win every time. You say you and the Father down, right? Well, tell me what this sounds like. Jeremiah 10:3. For the customs of the people are vain. One cut up a tree out of the forest, the work of the handles of the workman with the axe. Verse 4, they deck it with silver and gold, they fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it move not. Ain't that your Christmas tree?
We're not like a hypocrite. We're not like a hypocrite. We do
it. Be real, ain't that your Christmas tree? And none of them athletes, but they soul in the game. They got the best hand over eye coordination.
Wow.
They intentionally break the law cause they hate living. Amos 5:21, there go your Thanksgiving. Makes no sense for slaves to support mass killings. Now you and your feelings, I'm giving spiritual healing. The only way to have a good time is with some wealth. Tis the season to worship yourself. Around this time, most people just sit and weep. White snow, black Fridays make red in the streets. They find a high bridge, look over and see, grab the rails, then they say a prayer just before they leap. Holidays is when Satan show up. Prices go down, but suicide rates go up.
We're not like a hypocrite. We're not like a hypocrite. We do what they don't. We do what they don't. And they gon' turn me in a cold.
Kids by the biz, man, we reppin' for the most. Tolerate the sin like it's made with lactose. Made a sharp turn, then I put it on coast. Genesis to baby milk, now we on that beef roast. I told you once, I'm about the father's biz. I'm a rich kid with a big inheritance. New Jerusalem, trumpin' MTV cribs. Looks can be deceiving, envy and the wicked. But ain't nobody else really got it like this. Come on, saints. Commodities, traditions of man.
Wow.
Greeks, Romans, same man that played a hand. Would've had to read the scriptures so you wouldn't understand. Since the fall, we underdogs like a vice president. Exodus, the numbers, those are holy convocations. 2 Peter's 1:20, no private interpretations. We know lovers in the law, not just in your conversation. Like it's overtime, still working on the application. You were deemed special from amongst many, many nations. Most high willing, we are the remnant. Going out the places that Isaiah mentioned, till we see the Son of Man. Now it's in the Father's hands. Laws, statutes, and commands, like we pass the bar exam. Till the heavens and the earth pass away, uphold it to the letter, we do what the Father say.
Alright. God played us a little jam. Let me open up the lines. All right, y'all. Welcome back. On took a little another break. Okay. All right. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good deal. So we're basically talking about the 4th of July and us still being enslaved and how our people are still kind of. I don't know, what's the word to describe it, brainwashed or they just kind of, for being Americans, accepted being in America, enjoying being American. And, you know, there's some good being in America, don't get me wrong. I like the, you know, the freedom that America offers. But really what we're talking about is a deeper message in this. It's for us to be happy that we're in a land of these freedoms, and opportunities, but like know who we are and know where exactly we're at. You know, we're in the number one superpower in the last day. Okay. Now, if you anybody that's familiar with the scriptures would know that that's a scary place to be in the last days, is being part of a major superpower in the last days. Why? Because we see that the Son of Man, he's going to come and he's going to do some damage to a lot of these superpowers, these nations, right? And we're the number one nation. Of course, he got some plans for us, you know. And then we're going to argue with our brothers and sisters on where is the spiritual Babylon at. That's like Sodom and Egypt. It's a place of bondage for Israel, but it's also a place of immorality, wickedness, you know what I'm saying, amongst Israel, or being done to Israel. It's a rough place to be, okay, spiritually. So some would say it's Great Britain, you know, because the British Empire never quite fell down. And some would say it's America, you know. Everybody's pretty much convinced that it's either one of those two. It doesn't really matter. It doesn't quite matter. They're both going to be handled with, you know, on the day of the Lord, I think so, you know, because they're all going to be trying to fight against Christ. Because they're going to try to make him stop what he's doing. See what I'm saying? When he come and blows up some stuff or do some things, they're going to try to make him stop, okay? They're not going to want that.
Okay. Amen.
I'm just, you know, so we definitely want to think about moving out the way and not go down with the ship, you know. So you got some brothers and sisters suggesting that we all take a pilgrimage, you know, and trying to get out the way. Okay, because these places is known to be a desolate place when the Son of Man gets done with them. Okay, so we kind of want to get out the way and run for our lives. Okay, because I think some of us is gonna join the military and we're going to be involved with the heathen and shooting at the Son of Man, you know, because we were ordered to do so. But some of us is going to be running, taking cover and trying to get out the way. So it's a lot that we're talking about that we really haven't unraveled, talking about the mark of the beast and living off the grid. There's a lot of things that's supposed to go down in this time period. And just to make a long story short, Christ said that tears, we're going to be full of tears, and he's going to be able to wipe our tears away. So whatever we go through, man, we need to definitely get our mind right, our hearts right, because we're definitely going to have a bunch of tears of what we're going to see. Okay.
Yeah. Definitely going to be
with close people. Oh yeah.
That's what's going to have to bring us together. That's the way it's going to have to be in order to bring us together for us to have insight and to come together as a people. I think because there's a lot of tears. There's going to be a lot of. I have to keep going back to the sisters because of the fact that I am one of them. So I know that there's a lot of things they're going to have to give up, and they're going to be crying. I mean, they literally are. They're going to have to give up a lot and come into the truth. So the thing to do is to wake up right now and start preparing yourself. He's trying to give you time. But you're going to wait until the last minute, and then you're going to be cut off. You know, so are you going to comply and you're going to go down to that road of destruction, as simple as that. But, you know, like we know that some of our sisters and brothers is going to fall into that, subject to that. So, I'm sorry.
Yeah, but it's not necessarily going to fall into it. I mean, you're right, but I'm saying is they're going to see all this. Just they're going to be just scared and too scared to run. You know,
yeah,
the word they're just shaking in their boots and they just think they're going to close their front door to the house and lock it and stay put. They're just going to,
they're going to comply with
and,
the government, They're going to go along with it because a lot of them don't want to change nothing. They don't want to change their ways. They don't want to have to, make a decision. They don't want to be right. They don't want to make that decision, that hard decision. It's them or us. So you either with them or you with us. And that's going to be the million-dollar question. What are you going to do? And when I say us, I mean, are you going to be an Israelite and that follows the commandments and the statutes of the Most High, or are you going to be one that's going to follow the world? Simple as that. He said, we have to come out of the world. We got to come out. And so, therefore, you know, you got to leave those worldly things behind. And that's where you're going to get a lot of people waking up to reality. What's most important to them, I think that's what's going to have to come down to. I'm sorry. I'm getting a little.
Yeah. Right. Yes, but that's the reality, Sister Dale, that we're living in. They're going to say things like, so what are we going to do? Where are we going to go? You know, how are we going to survive? I got medicine I got to take. I mean, you know, I'm just going to have to, you know, trust in the Most High.
He said that some of us is going to perish. Some of us will die. But we're going to die doing what we're supposed to do. We're going to look to him. You know, we're going to look to him. He's our Savior. He's the one that's going to bring us through this. Are we going to pass away in our efforts? Simple as that. It's all good, though. That we didn't turn back. We didn't give in. Just like the Maccabees. We fought until the end. So, see, it doesn't come right down to what's medicine when you're talking about the power of the Most High.
Exactly.
You know, he got this.
Yeah.
He got this. He know what we have need of. He got this. So, you see, that's what's got to be. See, what I'm saying is there. They put so much emphasis on the minute things. And it's not about what we're doing now. It's about our soul salvation. And that's what we want to protect. That's what we're trying to do. In order for us to be born again, to live again. And so that's what we live and die for on this earth. In our real time. And I think that's what a lot of people have to kind of understand that. So I think everybody's living for every day, every hour. You know, they living for the moment, right now. They have no clue.
Right.
Hey, Brother Micah, I want to read something. I want you to read something from me. Are you part?
All right. I'm going to be parked in about 5 minutes. About 5 minutes,
okay.
I'll be able to read, brother. But before you read that, I just want to say that a lot of us, they're going to look at it like a death sentence. It's like, I'm going to die if I do this, and I'm going to die if I do that. I might as well just put my hands up, you know, and just, you know, if it's in the Most High's will to kill me this way or that way.
Yeah. I mean, it's not, it's, he's not going to kill
me. Because
if
I plead with
y'all.
I'm just
saying.
Yeah. Yeah. They're going to look at
us.
It like,
it's
man, if
the
I.
Fact that... Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
It's not the fact that he'll be killing us. It's life. We're human beings. We have problems and we have sicknesses and that type thing. True. But he'll be in control, and, you know, whether or not we getting our medicine, in, that's obsolete. It's the world that's at stake, not just the individuals. It's a mass. It's a group of people. It's not just one person. So the one person that has to be the individual, which I say myself, personal relationship with the Most High. That's the most important thing, is having that personal relationship for you to be included. You want him to know you and you want to know him. So whatever be will be, whatever his will for your life will be. And you have to accept that and believe that and have faith. Other than that, so individually, that's what we have to do. And to each his own. The choices we make. But believe you me, everybody is not going to make the same choices. You know, a lot of us is not going to go along with the others. And then it'll be a few. So, I mean, that's prophecy there. So we already know what's going to happen. A lot of us are not going to conform. So we are going to lose a lot of our sisters and brothers. But individually, it's our individual responsibility for our own soul salvation. It's what I'm saying. Your soul salvation do not depend on what that brother or whatever. It's what you get, what you understand, what you pray for, your personal relationship. The Holy Spirit has to be in you. The Holy Spirit may be in that person, that other person, but what about you? Do you have it? You the matter. Yeah, he will lead you, guide you, tell you. If he says that you in the last days we're going to be without options to buy this and that, you need medication, you pray about it and everything, and suppose he just leads you to this plant until you start eating this plant. All right, then, he done took care of you. He said, I don't need medicine. I'm Alpha and Omega. I create things. And he lead us to this plant or teach us how to eat this plant. You've been listening to the wrong people. You thought pharmaceuticals was God, but they're not. You know what I mean. They're not. You thought doctors was God, but they're not. You know, so we have to learn to not depend on the world. So and he's going to bring us to our knees to where either you're going to go along with the world or you're going to suffer to see and put all your faith in him to take care of you. And that's how he's going to sustain us. Only those who willpower, their belief, their faith, every ounce of their self believe and have faith in the Most High, in the Savior. Well, those are the ones that's going to make it through all of this turmoil. And I want to also say, you see, you know, they're doing a lot of killing over there in Israel right now. They're having lots of problems over there. So, you know, we don't want to go over there right now. We definitely don't.
Gotcha. That's
the
one place we don't want to run to.
The Most High is cleaning house. He's bringing all this stuff up for them, but they can't realize that what he's doing. They so caught up in their own things that they can't see the big pictures, but we do. We know what's coming. We're not gonna go anywhere until he tells us to. He will lead us. He will let us know. So We don't have to worry about where. He will. Who knows? He will put us there. He will put us
right
there. So you see, that's my thing. I just believe that you have to have that personal relationship. You have to believe. You have to save your own soul. Isn't that where the Abraham and the rich man and the poor man or something like that? Was it Lazarus? That rich man, he wanted Lazarus to drop that a little cooling wine on. Well, you know, he wanted, but he also wanted his family, for someone to let his family know that they don't want to come where he's at. But, you know, that was just too bad. They heard everything that everybody's supposed to hear. That was nothing you can do for them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm just saying that we have to live for ourselves, and your only soul is yours. So you can't go along with others as like, you know, they telling you this or telling you to do this and you'll be saved. What? You know when you're saved when you have your personal relationship and you're talking to the Most High. You're talking to your Lord and Savior. You will know. And when you know, you know. And when you know, you're fine. And if you that way, that you can live through anything and die in Christ, in our Savior, Yeshua, that you are safe. Your salvation is in his hands. And what you have done prayerfully is all the choices that you made. Change. He said we got time. Make that change. Make that change your life. Accept him, believe in him, and he's going to wipe that slate clean. The past is the past. It's over. It's what you believe now. What's coming, what's happening right now. He's waking us up from all of that. If you were wrong, if you done did so much in the past, guess what? That was before. We were all blind. And what you did was just, the most important thing is who you find out who you are and who the Most High is and our Lord and Savior. Okay? That is the most important thing. Once you get that and you pray and you repent of your sins and you wanted to be, you want to come into this Israelite family because you recognize now, oh, my, I should have never been acting like that. Man, what was I thinking? I didn't know that I was this important. I didn't know that I come from this legacy. I didn't know that the world, that the Most High, it's all about me. I am a very important person. I am one of the most important people on this earth. So you know what category, but you're going to humble yourself because, you know what? I'm not going to treat those people like they treated us. I'm not going to treat them like that, you know, more or less. I'm not going to treat them like that. I'm going to be more like Christ, you know? I'm going to just be able to be humble because my Savior has everything, so I don't need to worry about anything. That type of faith and belief. But we have to have it on an individual basis. We just have to, a personal basis. We have to. That's the only way we're going to get saved. And that's the only way we're going to survive through the end times. We got to do that. I mean, they're having crazy things all over this world right now. I can't even keep up with it. I mean, I'm watching channels after channels after channels, and I see it's all just flashing before my eyes. I can see the destruction coming. And I'm on bended knees all the time. I'm just on bended knees. So many lives are disrupted. But no one is waking up. That's the problem. They're not waking up. They see that what's happening, but I don't see anyone trying to bring us together. I mean, as Israelites. They're not trying to bring us together. They want to stay separated. But we need to come together because we're going to be up against the fight of our lives. We just need to do that. And so, you know, as leaders, I look to our leaders, our brothers, who are very intelligent, smart, and I'm so proud of my brothers. I can't tell you how proud I am. And even when they don't even know it, that we're so proud of them. I am. I'm just so proud of them. I see them now. I can't tell you. You know, when they say that the women was the ones that was leading the world because our brothers was all getting in trouble and going to jail and prison, that's true. Our brothers was leaving their children and not being fathers and everything. We couldn't depend on our brothers. That's true. I lived through it. I had to be one of those strong women. However, I'm so proud because I always put my brother in a place where I always knew that I don't want to see my brother down. I don't want to see him do the things he do. I want to build him up. I want them to know how important they are to us. Without our brothers, we would not have survived all of these centuries, all of these years. We couldn't survive. We would have been taken by storm every which way. But we had some strong brothers. You know, we had. You guys are strong brothers. It takes everybody working together. It just takes us all.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Okay,
right,
brother,
right.
I'm going to stop.
Okay, you parked, Brother Michael?
Yeah, I'm parked. I'm parked, brother.
Okay. Sister Sarah, I got some scriptures for you, Sister Sarah, because I heard a lot, and I thank you for your comments. You're right, Sister Sarah. It's about all of us. Amen. But I want to give a scripture right here. Go to Isaiah chapter 31, Brother Michael, and read verses 1 through 3. Now, this
right.
is our answer.
Isaiah
this
chapter
is what,
31. All right,
yeah,
go
verses
ahead.
1 through 3.
All right, you was about to say something about our ancestors.
Yeah, I'm saying this is what they did. This is what they trusted in. Go, read verses 1 through 3. Just read 1 through 3.
Okay. Gotcha. Isaiah chapter 31, verse 1. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses, and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Yet he also is wise, and will bring evil, and will not call back his words, but will arise against the house of the evildoers, and against the help of them that work iniquity. Now, the Egyptians are men, and not God, and their horses flesh, and not spirit. When the Lord shall stretch out his hand, both he that helpeth shall fall, and he that is helping shall fall down, and they all shall fail together.
Now, check this out, Brother Michael. And I want you to read one more. Go to Psalms chapter 146. I just want to preach up that. Psalms 146. Read verses 3 and 5.
Okay. 3 through 5. Psalms 146. Put not your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, in whom there is no help. His breath goeth forth. He returneth to his earth. In that very day his thoughts perish. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God.
Amen. Now read verse 6, your last one, verse 6.
Okay. Which made heaven and earth, the sea and all therein is, which keepeth truth forever.
Okay, amen. Now, you see that Brother Mikey says, it says, woe to them that go down to Egypt for help. See, we trusting in America. We trusting in their. Now, this is talking about America, too, or wherever you at. We're trusting in their government. See, that's what Egypt did. They trusted in the government instead of trusting in God. And he said in verse 2, he said, he is also wise and will bring evil. So the Most High is the one that's going to bring this evil against us. He's the one that, he also is wise and will bring evil and will not call back his words, but will rise against the house of evildoers. You see? Now, this is what the Most High is saying. He the one that's going to bring the evil, because the Bible said that God, he brings good and evil, you know? So we can't trust in this. We can't trust in this world, in this economy. Not saying that we're not to work, because the Bible says if you don't work, you don't eat. But we can't put our trust in this world, because it's gonna fall. Just like he destroyed Egypt, he gonna destroy this world. And it says the Egyptians are men and not God. See. These people that's running this world, they ain't not God. They just men. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
I'm
just going by what the word say. You know.
All right, let's go back to Isaiah, man. Let's go back.
Okay,
let's go back to Isaiah. Let's go to Isaiah. Let's read 49. I'm gonna just read the whole 49.
Okay.
All right.
Go ahead.
Listen, O owls, unto me, and hearken, ye people from far. The Lord hath called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother have he made mention of my name. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand hath he hid me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver hath he hid me. And said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain. I have spent my strength for naught, and in vain, yet surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my work with my God. And now saith the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him, though Israel be not gathered. Yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. And he said, It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserve of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the Gentiles, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the end of the earth. Thus saith the Lord, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nation abhors, to a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise. Princes also shall worship because of the Lord that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Thus says the Lord, in an acceptable time have I heard thee, and in a day of salvation have I helped thee, and I will preserve thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, to establish the earth, to cause to inherit the desolate heritage, that thou mayest say to the prisoners, Go forth to them that are in darkness. Show yourselves, they shall feed in the ways, and their pasture shall be in all high places. They shall not hunger nor thirst, neither shall the heat nor sun smite them, for he that hath mercy on them shall lead them. Even by the springs of the water shall he guide them. And I will make all my mountains away, and my highways shall be exalted. Behold, these shall come from far, and lo, these from the north and from the west, and these from the land of Sinim. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth into singing. O mountains, for the Lord hath comforted his people, and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. Can a woman forget her sucking child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hands. Thy walls are continually before me. Thy children shall make haste. Thy destroyers and they that made thee waste shall go forth of thee. Lift up thine eyes round about, and behold, all these gather themselves together and come to thee, as I live, says the Lord. Thou shalt surely clothe thee with them all, and with an ornament, and bind them on thee, as a bride doeth. For thy waste and thy desolate places and the land of thy destruction shall even now be too narrow by reason of the inhabitants, and they that swallow thee up shall be far away. The children which thou shalt have after thou hast lost the other shall say again in thy ears, the place is too strait for me. Give place to me that I may dwell. Then shalt thou say in thy heart, who hath begotten me these, seeing I have lost my children, and am desolate and captive, and removing to and fro? And who hath brought up these? Behold, I was left alone. These were had they been. I'm getting tongue-tied here. Okay, behold, I was left alone. These, where had they been? Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will lift up my hand to the Gentiles and set up my standard to the people, and they shall bring thy sons in their arms, and thy daughters shall be carried upon their shoulders. This is the day of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And the king shall be thy nursing fathers, and their queens thy nursing mothers. So it's the opposite. They shall bow down to thee with their face toward the earth, and lick up the dust of thy feet. And thou shalt know that I am the Lord, for they shall not be ashamed that wait for me. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the lawful captive delivered? But thus says the Lord, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible shall be delivered. For I will contend with him that contendeth with thee, and I will save thy children. And I will feed them that oppress thee with their own flesh, and they shall be drunken with their own blood, as with sweet wine. And all flesh shall know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. All right, what y'all think about that?
Hey.
I thought it was pretty heavy.
Amen. That means that the Most High is going to deliver us. He's going to deliver the remnant that's going to be saved. You know what I'm saying? We got a big blessing coming,
mm-hmm.
Brother Floyd. Brother Michael. You know, and that's what I'm saying. These Gentiles, these heathens, going to pay for what they did to us, man. You know, I'm a preacher, you know, and I feel, when I preach, I tell people, hey, don't think that these heathens ain't going to get away. They're going to pay for what they did. You know what I'm saying? They're not going to get away, you know. And the Bible said that we're going to take part in this great beatdown that God going to put on these heathens. And I want some of that, brother.
Yeah, but I think the part to really focus in on, what are several parts,
yeah,
of it. What really got my eye open, man, was the how they just going to have our babies on their shoulders. You know what I'm saying? Taking us to,
yeah,
the place, you know? And
yeah,
they're going to be a comforter to us.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, brother.
He gonna make them bring us back.
He gonna make them what?
He gonna make them bring us back.
Mhm.
Yeah, he gonna make them bring us back. That's all I gotta say.
Mhm. Okay.
Go ahead, brother Mike.
Yeah. It's a glorious day, man. It's gonna be a glorious day, and I'm looking for
not
I'm looking for
day.
The one. Well, it's not just a day. Right on.
No.
What a day with the Lord is 1,000 years.
Yeah, because they're going to have to realize who we are. But you have to understand, brother, there's going to be some that's not going to want to do that. But there's going to be some that recognizes who we are.
Yeah.
And they're coming
in. Right, that's why
they... Those are the ones. Those are the Gentiles that's going to recognize who we are, and they believe and they have faith. And they're coming in, and that's when they've been adoption, when that adoption takes place, or they blend and they coming in, more or less. You know, that's how they are. Like I said, you have to just know who you are. Are you an Israelite or are you a Gentile? So know how, what your path is. How do you, you have to understand, for one thing, you have to recognize who the Israelites are. And know they're the chosen people. Now, as a Gentile, I believe that. That's what you need to learn. You need to accept. You need to believe. And I trust the Most High. I trust the words that I read. You know, I'm not going to turn it all different types of ways just to benefit my people, you know. But you have to recognize that and just know that and believe that and have faith. And then you're safe. You can have that personal relationship with Christ. Because you can be grafted
in. Hey, Brother
Michael.
Yeah. I want to ask Brother Michael something.
Mm-hmm.
I want to ask you something, Brother Michael.
Okay. Hold on, Brother Ronald. I wanted to make sure to still get all the words out.
I did.
Okay.
All right,
I'm sorry about that,
go ahead, Brother Ronald.
I apologize.
All right, go ahead.
If I cut you off, I hear people say that the Gentiles are going to rule with us. Do you believe that?
No.
That the Gentiles are going to what now?
They're going to rule with Israel in the kingdom.
No.
Do you believe
that? No. No, they're not going to rule with us like that, no. The way I like to see it, when you go into the details of it, every single one of them got to get a spanking, you see what I'm saying? However, we all know and acknowledge that there were some very, very good people in these nations, in the Gentile nations, you know what I'm saying, with a lot of faith and a big heart, you know. So I like to think there's probably some kind of level of severity, you know, how they would have it for these thousands of years. Probably not as rough as some other, you know. But far as rulership, you know what I'm saying, right beside us, I don't see that. I don't. Because we're going to have our hearts, our stony hearts are going to be taken from us. And we're going to have a whole nother heart and commandments written on them, which they won't have. So they probably wouldn't, they're not going to be in a rulership position. You see what I'm saying? If that makes any sense.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. I agree with that. Yeah.
All right.
Some people say different. Israelites say different. They're going to rule with us. You know.
Christianity. It's Christianity, brother. Instead of saying him making a new covenant with Judah and Israel, with Jacob and Israel, whatever, the Israelites, they're replacing that name with the church. And so when you say the church, then all the believers in that church, they're saying that he mean them. They got the new heart, and they're going to be raiding you with everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's what they say. Christianity,
yeah,
brother.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I heard an Israelite say that. I'm telling you, I heard an Israelite say that. That this came to the movie. Came into the movie. He said that the Gentiles gonna rule with us too. I said, "Why?" Huh? What you say?
I'm just waking up. Really, I'm coming out of that mindset. But I thought for sure we done covered that part that says that they have to be grafted in, and they're going to be the servants. That it doesn't anything about being on equal planes. The roles will be reversed. Yeah, because we all thought we were Gentiles. Okay, and we're not.
Exactly.
We're the first.
Exactly.
We're not the second.
Yeah.
We're not the last. So the world needs to find out that who was first. I mean, it tells you the first will be, the last will be first. It tells us that, but you know what? Blindly, we were not taking that in. The world is not taking that in. But it's going to come to them no matter what they say. But there will be some that's going to believe that. They're believing that. They're reading it. Their minds are clear. And they're going to be saved. Because they recognize that, and they have faith.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's why I like you, Brother Michael. Cause you know what I'm saying? You be saying some things that you be saying some things that make sense. You know what I'm saying? That's why I agree with you. You know, so.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for that, man. I'm just kind of sharing. That's what we all do, sharing where we at in our understanding. Thank you. Thank you. You too, brother. You definitely bring a light to the show yourself. So I'm just kind of sharing what I understand about it, brother. With two or three more are together. That seems like there's a spirit on us, man, that want to get it out, and it is bringing it out of us, but let me read some more, y'all. Maybe it'll bring it more into focus. All right. How about I read? I'm gonna jump around into. I want to read by sea and by air and the ships of Tarshish and. Because right after everything goes down, we're going to be by sea and by air. Isaiah. It's in Isaiah, I believe.
Okay.
It's by and by air. I'm looking for it myself. I want to say 60.
Is it 61? Yeah, 60. 61, 60, yeah.
Is it? I want to say we're gonna be coming from all over the world back there. This stretched out arm. Okay. Let's see here. I don't know, man. I'm going to just go and read chapter 61. I'm going to start at verse 4. And they shall build the old wastes. They shall raise up the former desolation. They shall repair their waste cities, the desolations of many generations. The strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers. But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord. Men shall call you the ministers of our God. Ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. For your shame ye shall have double, and for confusion they shall rejoice in your portion. Therefore in their land they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. For I, the Lord, love judgment. I hate robbery for burnt offering, and I will direct their work in truth, and I will make an everlasting covenant with them, and their seed shall be known among the Gentiles, and their offspring among the people. All that see them shall acknowledge them, that they are the seed which the Lord has blessed. I read from 4 to 9. So it's still basically talking about how the whole world's gonna, you know, see us and we'll be glorified. Let's go back a chapter. Let's go to chapter 60. I guess I'm gonna start. I'm just gonna read around a little bit, y'all. I'm gonna jump to 12 and just start reading. Let me start at verse 12, Isaiah 60, verse 12. For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish. Yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. The glory of Lebanon shall come unto thee with fir tree and pine tree and the box together to beautify the place of my sanctuary, and I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of them that afflicted thee shall come bending unto thee, and all they that despise thee shall bow themselves down at the soles of thy feet. Even though they despise you, they're going to bow down, and they shall call thee the city of the Lord, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas thou hast been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through thee, I will make thee an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. Thou shalt also suck the milk of the Gentiles, and shalt suck the breast of the kings, and thou shalt know that I, the Lord, am thy Savior and thy Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make thy officers peace, and thine exactors righteousness. Violence shall no more be heard in thy land, wasting nor destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls salvation and thy gates praise. The sun shall be no more thy light by day, neither for brightness shall the moon give light unto thee, but the Lord shall be unto thee an everlasting light, and thy God thy glory. The sun shall no more go down, neither shall thy moon withdraw itself. For the Lord shall be thine everlasting light, and the days of thy mourning shall be ended. And thy people also shall be all righteous. They shall inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. And a little one shall become a thousand, and small one a strong nation. I the Lord, have hastened it in his time. That's the end of 60. All right. Just kind of jumping around, y'all. I'm really looking for the one that's still talking about us in our land and how the world sees us. And, you know, they're going to be, you know, even the ones that despise us in that day. They're going to be, you know, doing their part. All right. But I really wanted to talk about what we was talking about most of the show, and that was you know, dealing with the, you know, coming from when we make it through the ships of Tarshish and the and us, you know, on the shoulders and by air and sea, we're just going to be coming from all different type of places. Yeah, but anyway, I couldn't find that scripture, y'all. So sorry about that. I wasn't prepared for it, but. We are over the time, actually, y'all. So anybody want to just, we can do a little round robin. And anybody got something they want to say to close it out, y'all? Close out the show?
No.
Yeah, I got
something. No, I just, okay. I was just going to say shalom, shalom, brothers. I appreciate both of you, and I pray that you have a blessed week for you and your family.
All right, shalom. Okay, shalom, shalom to you too, Sister Dale. All right, all right. Brother Ronald?
Yeah, I just want to say shalom, and I pray that we come together, Brother Michael, because we got a lot of, we have a lot of knowledge to share with some Israelites just coming into awakening. You know, it breaks my heart, man. When I mean this from the heart. When most of these Israelites, I'm talking about the ones that are just coming in. They think they know it all, Brother Michael. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes I just want to just shut my mouth. You know what I'm saying? You know, but the spirit is in me is telling me. You know, I'm just saying. You know, we got to settle our difference, man. We got to listen to people that's just been in this walk for a while. You know, if you just coming in this walk, sometimes you got to sit down and listen. You know what I'm saying? You know. You know, I'm just saying, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right on, brother.
That just makes sense to me. What you think about that, Brother Michael?
Yes. Well, man, all praises to anybody that come into the truth, man, that come through the door. But I try to be considerate and understanding and humble because I know it's difficult. I see it firsthand. I myself didn't have that problem, but I could see the weight of that problem, trying to forget all that you learn and start over. That is
so
difficult, man. But we could see brothers that been in this truth for 30 years, right? And they got their own congregation and leadership, and yet there's some things when you listen to them that they never quite let go. That lets me know that it's difficult. It's very difficult to start over.
Yeah, it is.
Start over and relearn it, man. And relearn it, you know. And so
it is.
Everybody got their own little walk, man. And some things are very precious to us. And so I try to be considerate of that and just help them along, man. Try not to get too stressed out. Stressed out trying to, you know, that's something I'm learning to do is how to, you know, not get myself stressed out because they ain't seeing it my way or whatever. You know?
I know, Brother Mike. I know you used to be like that, Brother Mike. I know when I talked to you first. You used to be like that.
Be patient. And just sow the seed and just be patient, man. You know, the Most High is working with that individual, and for whatever, you know, we all got some good and bad with us all. So, you know, that's all I'm gonna say on that, man. I'm just gonna try to, you know, just hang on. That's all I gotta do. Just tell them to hang on, brother. Hang on.
Amen, brother.
Because the Most High, he will enlighten.
Amen.
Yeah. All right, y'all. Let's go and wrap
this thing up.
And shalom to everybody tuning in to the pop-up show. I don't know, y'all. We might be one tomorrow, too. Not sure what's going to happen, but I'll keep you updated, all right? So, shalom, y'all. I'm going to put everybody on hold, and we out of here, y'all. All right, let's see, and play a little song, getting on out of here, and I'm going to play a new song, Sister Dale, a newer song, it's called I Believe by Molly Music.
Thinking about the world, looking at the nation. Suicide, genocide, homicide. Three words come to mind. Times are changing, yeah. No more rumors, there are wars going on. Twisted doctor, scientists making clones. Economy got some backs against the wall. People dying for no reason at all. People of God don't even read their Bibles. There's no faith, no trust in the word. But
but everybody seems to be quoting scripture. It's just another word they heard. Pastors leaving pulpits cause they're tired. It's all based on how we feel. Overheard two people speaking the other day. One said that God's not real, but I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Oh, I'm just one of them old people, God's got a hold on. And I believe, yeah. I believe, yeah. So I'll choose to look on the brighter side in spite of all the negativity I'm surrounded by. No, it ain't perfect, but that's alright. Cause his hand is on me and he's keeping me alive. So many disappointments, so much I don't understand. So much I don't have answers for. That's what makes me trust you more. In a world that's always changing, everything's rearranging. But no matter what's going on, I'ma be standing, I'ma be holding on. Your truth, their truth, my truth. Yo God, my God, our view. All I know is one thing nowadays, is we all need hope, we all need faith, man. I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is. Oh, I'm just one of them old people. God's got a hold on. Don't you let go of me, Lord, please. I believe, I believe, yeah. Oh, I'm just one of them old people who's got a hold on. Sometimes I can't see, but I still believe he's taking care of me. Yes, he is.